How you feeling, Chicago? Welcome to the Chrysalis Tour.
At Subterranean in Chicago, November 6th marked a night of first. Genevieve, an R&B artist who went viral for her hit single Baby Powder in 2021, is now stepping onto a stage with her own name on the ticket. This is her first headlining show for her latest album, Chrysalis.
I was scared to get on stage and sing at first when I opened up for Give You, and that's why I would wear like shades and stuff. But now it's like a lot of things have happened in my life where it just gives me a lot of fuel to keep doing it.
Her pianist Wendell Phipps says what matters most isn't talent, but persistence.
Not quitting is the key. That's really the key. I don't think there's a lot of separators when it comes to talent, whatever that may mean to you. I mean, talent is important, of course, but nothing outweighs the work that you're willing to put out.
Phipps also says there's something distinct about the music they make together.
I also love the sound. I think Genevieve has a unique sound, and that means a lot to me to be able to produce music with her that is not necessarily exactly like everybody else. You know what I mean? It's unique to her.
Music is just as important to those close to her, like her manager, Armand Sani, who's worked with her for more than 3 years.
It's everything. Like, music's so important. It's really about the artist, you know? Like, Genevieve is a really, really special talent, and it's like an honor and a privilege to work with her.
For longtime fans like Maria Escalante, Genevieve's music speaks to her on every level.
It might have been her lyrics that got me super, super attached to her. I've been a fan for about 3 years. Lyrics, beats, honestly, just immediately caught my attention. She's truly a great artist, in my opinion.
I love you too.
That sense of community also resonated with first-time listener Veronica Pletch, who discovered Genevieve just a few days before the concert.
I really like the fact that her fans are open and considerate to new people. I think that her community is very diverse, and I think that the people that listen to her music, I really appreciate the fact that they're both diverse, in the terms of class and gender and also sexuality. I feel like I've met so many people, so many intersectional people.
Everyone in the room had their own reason to be there. For Genevieve specifically, this night meant something incredibly deep.
Just seeing how people enjoy the music is just, honestly, that's the best gift that I can receive, and I just love making music.
With a voice once hidden behind sunglasses, Genevieve now stands boldly and proudly on her own. For WNUR News, I'm Darius Mubankole.